For many, the images coming out of yesterday's earthquake in Haiti are stark reminders of the deadly earthquake a decade ago in Port-au-Prince and of the failures that have still not been resolved. Jonathan Katz is a journalist and author of The Big Truck That Went By, How the World Came to Save Haiti and Left Behind a Disaster.
This was exactly what I have been afraid was going to happen, essentially, for the last 11 years, that another similar magnitude earthquake, this one actually seems to be somewhat bigger, would strike essentially in the same spot, and that the results would be the same. The good news is, in relative terms, that this one seems to be, the epicenter was about 60 miles to the west, and so the cities that were affected were quite a bit smaller than Port-au-Prince. But the images coming from Lakai and Jeremy and other places on Haiti's southern peninsula, they all take me right back.
Why is it that it was and is so difficult for Haiti to recover from natural disasters and especially the big quake?
I mean, it really goes back to Haiti's history with the outside world, with its region. It's a relationship of predation, of interference, of exploitation. After the 2010 quake, looking back on it sort of in the years immediately following, my main take was that, the moment that the quake hit was too late. That the preparations needed to be in place before, that the money that had been taken from Haiti needed to have been returned before, that the Haitian government needed to be in a strong place in which it could respond, and that it was too late. And the last 11 years were a period in which some of those things could have been improved, and instead all of those things got worse, and here we are.
We're also at a time when the government is still relatively unstable. We just had an assassination, a new leader's come to power, but what are you most concerned about, especially as the world may line up to try and help again? Again, I know that there are always promises and commitments to help, which is very different from what money actually shows up, and which is also very different than what money actually shows up on the ground and affects people.
Yeah. So look, in the immediate term, there are immediate needs. I think talking to my friends and my contacts in Haiti, the need for medical supplies and medical personnel in places like Lakai and Jeremy are paramount. In the medium term and the longer term, I hope that this could be an opportunity to not repeat the same mistakes of the past. That earthquake recovery and response is not done to Haiti, or as was often the case in 2010, in Haiti's name, but actually just give money to Haitians, just put money in individual Haitians' hands so that they can make the decisions that they need to save their own lives and the lives of their neighbors. And just not use this as an opportunity for international posturing advancing other political projects.
So who is left here to organize this if the government is not strong enough?
Honestly, I think that, people in Haiti have been used to dealing with vacuums of power before and unresponsive governments before. People in the neighborhoods in places like Lakai and Jeremy and Camperen, they know what they need, and we should be talking to them and listening to them, and just, again, just putting money directly in people's hands to meet their own needs in the way that they know how, better than anybody else does. It is an imperfect solution, but at this point, it's all we got.
Journalist Jonathan Katz, also author of the book, The Big Truck That Went By, How the World Came to Save Haiti and Left Behind a Disaster. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.